The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray Aviana Berrientos. I have Rosalie Robinson in studio with me and Daniel Tagg. It's going to be a great show. I love having you guys in studio. It's my favorite day of the week.
That's awesome.
It really is. That. I can't help it. I really can't because Rosalie laughs at all my jokes. Yeah. She's amazing, a woman, so intelligent. And of course, Daniel, you're the man's man of One Life Radio, you know, nice. and which is exactly, we're going to be talking today about Discipline Equals Freedom from the book that I just ordered it. Who's the...
Jocko Willink. He's a retired Navy SEAL officer. Amazing man. He has a world famous podcast right now. It's very good.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice. Maybe we'll get him on the show.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be great. And so I love discipline. Yeah, I grew up, I went to Catholic school my whole life except the fourth grade, which is where I met one of my all-time favorite best friends for a lifetime friend, Toni Van Alstyne. She listens to the show from New York.
And, very nice.
Yeah, and so she was being picked on, and I came to her rescue and was ready to, you know, rough some boys up.
Don't do that.
Well, I wouldn't have actually probably physically touched them, but I did stand up to them. So brave as a bear, that's me.
I was going to say that. And now you have you have other things to be standing up for.
So right? What do you mean?
Your gun. I'm trying to avoid saying it, but every time I think of Bernadette, I just think of like Charlie's Angels. Like,
well, thank you.
This woman who comes out, she's got guns a-blazing, and she's like,
well,
I dare you.
I would agree with that because I have always stood up for what's right and wrong.
Yes.
And I'm like a Charlotte's Web.
Yeah.
From the book, or Charlotte from, I'm not Charlotte's Web. I'm Charlotte from the book Charlotte's Web.
Well, Charlotte's Web's got some good products there. But
yeah. Well, you know, I'm CWing right now.
See?
I had a great morning. You know, I took my baby to school. I came home. I knocked out my chores because I'm disciplined, Daniel.
Yeah.
You know, and discipline, we were going to talk about this. It really does equal freedom.
It's so true.
And I feel free right now. My house is tidy. You know, I got one of the best workouts I've gotten in months this morning.
Awesome.
I took a couple drops of CW, so I've got focus and calm, and you know, my inflammation from my exercise is not as severe.
Right.
When you have that anti-inflammatory hemp extract in your body, it really does amazing things. It does. And so, yeah, I feel good today. And so everybody else, how's everybody else doing? Aviana, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
You're doing great?
Yeah. It feels good outside today.
It does. Mm-hmm. It really does. Well, that's another thing. Okay. So full disclaimer here for those of you listening to this later on in other parts of the country. It's full sunshine here in Dallas, Texas. And it's 52 degrees, something around there, right?
Oh, yeah. It feels warmer. It was 38 this morning, which I liked.
Was it?
Warmed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now
it's
53. See, yeah, 63.
I have an uncanny ability to tell the time and the temperature. I always have.
I used to be able to look at the sun because I did so much stuff outside. I could look at the sun and tell you what time it was within 3 minutes.
Well, no way.
Yeah, because all my jobs were outside, and you just got used to kind of looking up during the summertime, and you get used to what time it was. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's a nature man.
I can't do
that's
that
what
anymore.
That's what I'm telling you.
But I could probably do it within a half an hour.
What's his award again?
Best sex talker.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. So let's. I don't know. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I can't talk about sex. I'll talk about this. So I'm driving today. I don't know if anybody else out there experiences this that's female. And I was telling Diamond, I think part of it is because I drive a sports car, and I'm female, and so I'm a driver. And by that, I mean I am a respectful, good driver, and I never violate the law where there's anyone around.
I was waiting for the caveat there.
That's awesome. She's laughing already.
Where I could hurt anybody. So.
Fair enough.
Okay, so yeah, I'll give you a good example of that. So the other day, I won't say what freeway I was on, but it was like nobody was on the road. Like I had the whole road to myself.
Nice.
And my mind took over my body, and I took my car up to 106, and then I immediately took it right back down. Of course, I'm exaggerating just to tell a story, because that's what Cindy Skull told me to do.
Yeah. Well, that's actually not, the 106 isn't too bad. I used to, on my crotch rocket, get up to 140 on certain highways.
Oh,
well, first thing in the morning when there's
gosh.
No one there.
Yeah.
Really?
I was like, I got to sell this thing because I'm going to get killed.
Well, I didn't really.
That's awesome.
But anyway, so I run into a lot of guys that I, so today I'm driving, and I've had a last couple of days, I've had a lot of men that drive pickups that are just, you know, obnoxious. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Daniel, you don't drive a pickup, do you?
I do have a pickup. I have a couple of different vehicles,
okay.
But a pickup is one. Yeah.
A pickup is a good thing to have if you got to do some stuff. I would
yes.
like to have a pickup, but I would never be, as I coined the phrase this morning, Mr. Dickup, okay? Because...
That's actually kind of a good phrase for a lot of people that do have pickups. That's actually funny.
A lot of guys that drive pickups just act like,
well,
you know what?
Do. And it's the guys that don't use the pickup for anything other than driving. They don't do construction.
No.
They don't live out in the country. They just have it to make themselves feel better about themselves.
Well, my favorite one, then this happened to me last night coming home from picking my daughter up from school. This guy, you know, they just got to beat you to wherever you're going.
Uh-huh. It's stupid.
You know, and they get right up on your rear end, you know, like trying to intimidate me. And so I just was like, whatever, fool. You know, it's just like, come on. I don't know. It just irritates me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I had this coming because I drive in first thing in the morning on I-45, and there was this pickup that was in front of someone, and they wanted to pass them, so they got around in front of them and then hit the brakes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, almost a wreck. Could have cost multiple lives just because this person was going a little slower than they wanted them to go, and they zip around them and then hit on the brakes. I was reaching down for some coffee at the time, and thank God I look up in time because it's like no one else is on the road.
Right.
It's early in the morning. You can kind of, what I thought, relax. Man, I almost got in a wreck. I mean.
Yeah, and I was just trying to get over in my lane.
Yeah.
And we had like an eighth of a mile. It's not, but he was like, you're not getting in my lane.
Right.
You know, just kind of real. And I use that voice because a lot of times it's that type of person that just, I don't know what it is. If they're just, I don't know.
It could be they're having a bad day, they're in a little bit of a rush or frustrated, or it could just be that they're just that kind of person that has to prove everything. It's downright dumb and dangerous and it's
dumb
criminal.
Dumb and dangerous.
Because
I like that.
You could cost someone their lives and your own.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when it's bad weather and you see people in four-wheel drive trucks that just go through this, the right-hand lane in Dallas, doesn't matter where you are, always gets a lot of water in it.
Yeah.
And when they just go through that, and you know, they can't see anything, they lose control. And it's like you're putting yourself and other people in danger for what?
For what?
Like,
yeah. Well, in my little out of the mouth of babes comes the truth. You know, my little one, she's 13, and she said, "What's the world coming to, Mom? I just can't believe the way people drive now."
Yeah.
You know, and it's true. You look at a society; it's how they treat their animals, it's how they treat their elderly, it's how they drive, it's how they treat other people, both in private and in public. You know, it's important to just be the best that you can be, and be disciplined, which is one of the things we're going to be talking about today, because discipline does equal freedom. We're also going to be talking about preparing for work holiday parties. I love this. So I wanna know what you think about our holiday party that we had a couple of weeks ago.
So much fun.
Did you have fun?
I had such a good time.
And we thought of the Dundee Awards like last minute. And
That was the best.
Yeah, that was funny. I loved hearing everyone's different awards. It was fun.
It was fun. And we still have a couple that didn't get to the people that couldn't make it. But yeah, and Marie knocked them out really quick with some local. I got to find out who did it.
Yeah,
it's a local trophy place here in Dallas, and they did an amazing job, and they did it really quick. I will find out, and I will put it out on social media, or I'll tell you tomorrow, or I'll text Marie over the break, and we'll get the information, because they did a really great job. They really did.
They did.
Dr. Brad Dieter is going to be talking about gut microbes and can protect against high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And it's an article that I saw last night in Science Daily. It's the microbes living in your gut can help protect against the effects of a high salt diet, according to a new study. And I have this really cool book that I've had for years called Water and Salt, The Essence of Life, The Healing Power of Nature. And, you know, I use real salt, but it says in this book that you should, and real salt is a brand, okay?
Oh, okay.
And it's mined in Utah, I believe, but I don't know if it's hand mined. In this book, it says it has to be hand mined in order to be like the best of the best. So
that would be really hard to do.
I didn't read the whole book. I haven't read it the whole book, but it's just one of my reference books, and it's got stuff in here about floating and everything, the power of salt and water, which is the essence of where we come from. And that, and they talk about the soleil, the foundation for the creation of life, comes from the ocean, the water of the ocean. A natural soleil, which means water and salt solution, contains the essential energy for the creation of life. This is actually a really fascinating book. Two doctors wrote it. So Dr. Med Barbara Hendel and Dr. Peter Ferrer. So anyway, and I'm interested to talk about it because we all eat, I think we eat salt every day. I don't oversalt my food, and so I'm anxious to talk about it.
That's an interesting subject too, because if you're eating a clean whole food diet, you actually have to try to eat more salt than you think. It's when you're eating all these processed foods. When you overeat, there's a balance. You can't go under and you can't go over, because going under can be almost just as bad as going over.
Well, and that's the thing. So it's the ingredients. So it's the sodium bicarbonate, I think is what what table salt is? And it's so bad for you. It's like it's a toxin. And then they add additives to it. It's all in the book. Can't wait to talk with Dr. Dieter about it. Everyone, we have a great show coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Guess what? Charlotte's Web has done it again with their new hemp-infused nourishing body cream and balm. Their thoughtful formulation features beneficial botanicals to help support skin health and beautification, with vitamin B5, aloe, coconut oil, arnica, and shea butter to calm dry, itchy skin and support skin revitalization. And of course, all of the ingredients are sustainably grown, non-GMO, preservative-free, gluten-free, cruelty-free, and packaged in BPA-free containers. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Waste time with the masterpiece, to waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me, you should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy, you're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I have Rosalie Robinson in studio, Daniel Tagg, and I have Dr. Brad Dieter on the line. He is a certified sports nutritionist from the International Society of Sports Nutrition. He's a research scientist, nutrition coach, and aspiring Olympic weightlifter. He also runs the blog ScienceDrivenNutrition.com, which strives to bridge the gap between science and the public. Straight to you with the best information in the industry. How are you doing today, Dr. Dieter?
I'm doing well.
Good. Well, you know, I love what we're talking about. I really do. I saw this article in Science Daily, and I thought, who better to cover this with than Dr. Brad Dieter? It was talking about the gut microbes can protect against high blood pressure, and that microbes living in your gut can help protect against the effects of a high-salt diet, according to a new study. What do you say about this?
Yeah, you know what I think this study really does is it starts to show us how something that we think of as simple as blood pressure is really regulated by a whole lot of different things, and that it's not just a simple thing of, you know, salt in your diet makes your blood pressure go up. But it's really multifactorial and that there's a lot of different ways to go after managing blood pressure.
Well, so what are, you bring up a great question. What are some of the things that are important for loaf to keep your blood pressure normal and stabilized?
Yeah, so there's a lot of things. You know, a big one is body weight. So we know as body weight goes up, blood pressure goes up. As body weight comes down, blood pressure goes down. You know, salt intake definitely can impact blood pressure in specific people. You know, there's people who are more salt sensitive and people who are less salt sensitive.
Right.
Stress, exercise, you know, a lot of those things can. And it's become very clear that the way things are metabolized in your microbiome can also impact your blood pressure, and things like caffeine and other, you know, stimulants and things like that also, you know, impact blood pressure.
Right. Well, you know, and it's all related. That's kind of what we're getting at. I mean, we hear it more and more. Every doctor that comes on the show is making the body mind, like your nutrition connection, you know, exercise, as you said, good quality water. You know, I have this book in front of me, Water and Salt, The Essence of Life. I mean, and it says that, you know, I'm just going to read a little bit out of it because it's a really good book. It says, as common as salt shakers are to our kitchens, so are the number of diseases associated with salt. Daily use. Life is not possible without salt, but our consumption of salt is killing us. And why is that? Because our regular table salt no longer has anything in common with the original crystal salt of which we were taking, which we are talking about here. Nowadays, salt is mainly sodium chloride and not salt. Natural crystal salt consists of not only two, but of all natural elements, and these are identical to the elements from which our bodies have been built and for which our life was formed in the primordial oceans. And so what do you say about that?
Yeah, so I think that there's, you know, a lot of pieces wrapped up in that statement. You know, one of them is very clear that sodium is one of the big factors that actually lets our body work, right? So when we think about, you know, how the body functions in a lot of basic metabolic functions are regulated by things called like sodium potassium pumps. So your body exchanges sodium and potassium based on gradients that actually lets your body function and metabolize things. So salt is super important for that. You know, it moves water through systems, mm-hmm. You know, it regulates all those sorts of things. And so the idea that salt by itself is a harmful nutrient is erroneous. But
yeah,
I think the main point the author is making is that the way we consume salt today is very different than how it used to be consumed.
Right.
A lot of times the salt we have now, it's just the sodium chloride conjugated together or separate in solution. It doesn't have all the other, you know, vitamins and minerals that were usually associated with it. So it's very analogous to, you know, all the other things we consume, right?
Yeah.
Meat and sugar and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm so excited about what we're talking about because I think so many people don't know this information about the difference between table salt, and it really has nothing in common with natural salt.
Yeah. And, you know, the other misconception is, you know, salt is, we think of salt as sodium chloride, but salt is actually a chemistry term, right? That's basically a metal combined with a non-metal, usually a chloride. So like potassium chloride, sodium chloride, magnesium chloride, those are all salts. And the table salt we think of is just sodium chloride.
Right. Well, it says, it talks in here about how salt became sodium chloride. With the advent of industrial development, natural salt was chemically cleaned and reduced to the combination of sodium and chloride. Essential minerals and trace elements were removed as impurities. However, sodium chloride is an unnatural, isolated, unwholesome substance having nothing in common with salt. Similar to white refined sugar, salt, once regarded as white gold, was converted into white poison. And it talks about sodium chloride is an aggressive substance which is perpetually seeking a biochemical equalizing counterpart so that the body's pH can always remain neutral. It goes on to say that the natural counterparts, such as potassium, calcium, magnesium, and other minerals and trace elements, feature, from a biophysical standpoint, specific frequency patterns, and these patterns ensure the geometric structures in our body.
Yeah, so, you know, I would have to say that a lot of the claims made by the author in that statement is a lot of probably scare rhetoric, right? A lot of those things that have been claimed in that statement.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of disease in this country, Dr. Dieter, and there's a lot of salt in food, and especially processed food, and especially fast food. And we love to beg to differ here a little bit sometimes, but I do feel there's a direct association.
So you can actually, you know, test that hypothesis, right? And we have tested that hypothesis in hundreds of thousands of people and looked at the role that, you know, salt, added salt, plays in a lot of disease processes. And we do know, you know, it's very clear that added salt to the diet in terms of processed foods, you know, is not the optimal way to get humans to, you know, be optimally healthy. But it's also very clear that amongst the things in our diet that contribute to overall risk of disease, the burden that sodium places in terms of salt is, you know, directly by itself is not as great as a lot of people would think. And I can kind of, you know, walk you through that.
Mm-hmm.
Sodium levels in the blood are, you know, fairly well maintained by the body's, you know, homeostatic mechanisms. So if you're eating a little bit extra salt every day, you're going to retain a little bit more water, which can have some issues, but your body's going to balance it out. The real reason I think salt can become a problem is the reason that it makes foods more palatable and makes people more likely to overeat.
And more addicted, really, of course, yeah.
When you really think about where sodium starts to exert, you know, it's more population level health effects is probably more related to how it makes us consume food at a higher level than it actually has to do with sodium potassium balance. Now, there are people who need to be a lot more restricted of sodium. So people who already have high blood pressure or people who are, you know, more at risk for cardiovascular disease due to other, you know, risk factors they have need to be more concerned about sodium,
mm-hmm.
You know, specifically salt intake. But there are also big groups of people who, you know, getting 2,500 to 3,000 milligrams a day, you know, is actually not a big health problem for them when you think about all the other things in context.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love talking about this, though, don't you? Don't you find this interesting? We've never really talked about this on the air. And Diamond actually has a question.
Yes. Hello, Dr. Dieter. As far as alternatives when cooking, what about like Himalayan pink salt or sea salt? Are those good alternatives or is it just bad to have that in your diet?
You know, it's all about, you know, a lot of context. You know, one of the things I would say about, you know, if you're eating mostly, you know, home cooked foods, adding salt to your food is actually a good thing, right? It increases the flavor a little bit. You know, a lot of people who eat just whole foods at home, they actually sometimes don't get enough sodium, especially if you're an athlete, right, and you're sweating a lot and you have to actually replace your sodium. Now, Pink Himalayan sea salt, you know, it's kind of put out there as this super salt. And when you really look at its nutrient profile, it's a little bit better than table salt, but it's not like it's going to completely revolutionize your health just by adding, you know, pink Himalayan sea salt, especially if it's like, you know, if you're like me and you buy everything in bulk at Costco and you get the, you know, $2 pink Himalayan sea salt grinder, you know, that's not like giving you the world's best health properties. But, you know, finding more nutrient rich salt sources is always a good idea.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Dieter, this book is fascinating to me anyway, and I'm sure you as a scientist and PhD would agree, but it talks about, I had already read this, but the natural counterparts such as potassium, calcium, magnesium, those are all critical things in the human body. I mean, magnesium in itself, which most of us walk around deficient in, is fundamental in processing. I believe it's over 325 enzymatic functions in the human body. So how can you say that just table salt it doesn't really matter? Because I mean, I've read numerous things too that the best salt that you can actually put in your body is the pink Himalayan salt or a natural salt, a real salt, because of what I said, that the natural counterparts such as potassium, calcium, magnesium, and other minerals and trace minerals feature from a biophysical standpoint. It goes on to say specific frequency patterns, and these patterns ensure the geometric structures in our body. And if these structures are missing, we are lifeless and without energy. That salt should not be used to add flavor to our food, but for its vibration pattern, which is similar to our body. Would you agree with that?
So I think you made a little bit of a caricature of my stance. I don't think salt intake is not important. That's really not what I was trying to get across. What I was trying to say is, you know, these ideas that consuming salt in the form of sodium chloride is a horrible thing is clearly not supported by the science. Now, the claim that, you know, having additional things like potassium, magnesium, and calcium as a big part of your diet,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't argue with that, right? So you need to have those sources, and a lot of people just don't eat nutrient-dense diets.
Right.
And that those need to be factored in as things you need to get. And if you can find, you know, more salt sources that have, you know, all those other, you know, metals, which potassium's a metal ion, calcium's a metal ion, magnesium is a metal ion, then that's the optimal way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But saying you should never have, you know, sodium-based salts in your diet, you know, if that's your claim, you're so far outside of anything that science has taught us, it's almost you can't take a statement seriously. Because if you don't have any salt in your diet and you get hyponatremic, you die.
No, well, that's
very quickly.
But that's not what I was trying to say. What I was trying to make the point is the quality of the salt that you put in your body is what matters the most, that it is real salt, and that you actually, salt is good for you if it's the right kind of salt, not the bad salt, kind of like refined sugar. That's what I was trying to report. So I apologize for the misunderstanding. Always great having you on the show, Dr. Dieter. I look forward to the fight next week.
All right, take care.
All right, Dr. Brad Dieter. Love that guy. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for calm and focus. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Out of the Talk Radio 1190 studios, I'm Ryler Swinson with your look at DFW weather. We're going to have plenty of sunshine for the rest of the week. Today we'll have a high near 73. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 43. And tomorrow, more sunshine with a high near 60. This weather report brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving supports victims of drunk driving, drug driving, and underage drinking at no charge. Call our 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit mad.org. That's MADD.ORG.
I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes. Nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, giving you a little sunshine in your pocket from Diamond Gray. You know that you can listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. You can go to our website at oneliferadio.com to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this content to you. Crazy Water, full of natural minerals, by the way, which we were just talking about, the importance of minerals and good quality salt. And by the way, the name of that book is Water and Salt, The Essence of Life, The Healing Power of Nature by Dr. Med Barbara Hendel and Peter Ferreria. We'll put it on our social media. Again, a big shout out to our sponsors, Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, that's CW Hemp. I love their product. I really do. I love all these products, and that's why I picked them. Squatty Potty, a great device. Get it for someone for Christmas. Flip it over. Put a copy of Paleo Magazine in there. Our other sponsor, or Sun Warrior, some great. I've got it right here, actually. It's their immune shield. It's cold and flu season. And there you are sneezing over there. You got sick this week, didn't you, well, Rosalie?
That was last week, yeah.
It was last week. Mm-hmm. But you still have a little residual in it.
I do.
But maybe if you took your Sun Warrior Minerals Silver Immune Shield with natural fulvic complex plus gold, you might not. So
good point.
No, I'm serious. I put that in my water a couple times a week, and then I use the ether elixir and stuff, but I rarely get sick. I better knock on some wood here because my town that I live in, Sunnyvale, Texas, the Sunnyvale Independent School District was shut down for 2 days because there's so much flu and cold going around.
Yeah.
And that's right over in my territory.
Yeah.
But look at me.
Yeah. Sassy and strong. There you go.
Oh, my gosh. And, of course, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. That's the ISSN. A big part of One Life Radio with Dr. Brad Dieter. Ryan Lowry and Sean Wells are all members and fellows of, they're not all fellows. Sean's a fellow of the ISSN.
Mr. Formulator,
the world's greatest formulator and a regular on One Life Radio. And so is Daniel Tagg, a regular. And you, Rosalie, you guys have both been on for a while now. I love having you in studio. Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center. He is certified in orthokinetics, the biomechanics of resistance training. He's a licensed massage therapist, holds belt in three different martial arts systems, and was a wildland firefighter. Today we're talking about discipline equals freedom. How so?
So that I'm going to kind of bring up some of my own things that I noticed the freedom in is, say, getting up early. Just like what you were talking about earlier on today, is you get up early, you start your day by getting things done.
Yep, right? Making my bed.
Yeah, making your bed. For me, it's studying. Sometimes I'll get up at 3 a.m. in the morning to study for an hour before I get ready and come to work.
Yep.
And it gives me the freedom that when I get home, I don't have to worry about stressing out because I know I did everything through that day. I don't have to worry about, studying late at night when I can't think, when I can't process anything. Or something else I'm doing, and this isn't for the average person to do, where I'm fasting every other day. So one day I eat, next day I don't.
Really?
Yes.
And so that takes a lot of discipline, too.
At first it does, yeah. And then it becomes a little easier. But basically I'm not eating for 36 hours, and then I'll eat the next day. But that gives me freedom to eat more foods that I want to, and because I'm trying to get deeper into ketosis. You produce more ketones the more you fast and all that. So it allows me to have more carbs, good healthy sources of carbs like fruits and stuff like that, more that I could have when I'm doing strict keto. Because I'm fasting, I'm getting deeper in ketosis, so it allows me to have more freedom on the days that I am eating, and I don't have to worry about how many calories I'm taking in. I just eat until I'm full, and I don't have to worry about it because I've been disciplined on the days that I'm not eating, and also gives me a chance to get more done on those days and gives me more freedom to feel that I'm accomplished. Well, yeah, you have to keep
yourself. Well, and you have to keep yourself busy, otherwise you'd be hanging in the kitchen, right? And do you have to? Do you have to avoid the kitchen? Because I think I would.
No, I can go
a little bit.
I can go shopping. I can cook. I cook foods when I'm in a fast for the next day.
Right.
It's I just don't
well, see.
Think about
and
it.
You can get away with that as a single guy. I'm just going to say because
yeah.
I'm a mom. Okay, so I can't say, "Hey, honey, I'm not cooking today."
Right.
You know, to my little one, and I cook her dinner almost every single night, and it's actually the best part of my day. And we sit and we break bread together. I absolutely love it. And I get to be keep connected to my little one. And mm-hmm. it's important. And you can say that too, Rosalie,
for
with
sure.
your children.
It, yeah.
You know, the dinner table is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that that's part of the reason we, you speak about discipline, mm-hmm. gotten away so much from family, because that's a discipline in itself.
It mm-hmm. is. It's a good habit, good discipline to get into, having meal each day with your family.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. And it's a lot of work.
It is,
and
yeah.
It is.
You know, I lived with my sister up in Washington State for a summer, and we would, after she would work, I would work. If I had work, I was having a hard time finding jobs. But we would come home, and we would make supper together, and we would eat it, and then we would clean up together. And that was all good quality time, but it took
yeah.
discipline because sometimes we were tired. We
oh,
wanted
yeah.
to just go eat out. And you know.
Oh, yeah. The last thing I felt like doing yesterday was going to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a natural grocer. I should work there. I'm there almost every single day because I cook fresh. I buy fresh, and I cook fresh. Last night, I made my ranch potatoes, my red potatoes, and I put sour cream and butter, grass-fed butter, because all that stuff matters. It really does, the quality of the ingredients.
Cool.
And broccoli. And Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
And we had a vegan. Well, it wasn't vegan because we put Parmesan Reggiano on top of the Brussels sprouts, but the rest of it was. Well, I guess the butter too. But the point is it takes discipline to say, I'm going to go to the grocery store, I'm gonna cook, it's part of my routine. It's important to have a good quality life, to have discipline.
Yes,
yeah.
And probably one of the reasons you don't get sick as much as the average person is because you have the discipline to eat those foods, to pay the extra money for those foods, because that's a discipline financially
mm-hmm.
to pay, go
yeah,
that extra
it is.
Mile and pay, right?
Yeah.
But that gives you freedom of feeling healthy and having a better life, of having more enjoyable life.
Well, and I know good groceries are expensive. They are. Mm-hmm. I will say that I go to Natural Grocer, and they're not paying for this. I would love to have them as a sponsor, but they're not a sponsor. I just think I like that their produce section is completely organic. Mm-hmm. And but the thing is, how much do you pay to go to the doctor? How much do you
yes.
pay for lost time at
Great
work?
Point.
I mean, so it all balances out.
And it actually ends up probably being a little... Actually, if you have a big medical problem, it definitely ends up being a lot cheaper.
Absolutely. Or it'll cost you your life.
Exactly. Or the quality of life. Like, the cost is too high for me of not being healthy.
I just love, you know, having control of my body. And like today, I haven't worked out that hard in a while, but it took discipline, Daniel. Like, I told myself, listen, Missy, you know, you're going to get a good workout in today. And you're going
right.
to lift some weights. And I did stuff that I haven't done in months. And I got to tell you, it feels amazing.
It is. And it's awesome. And, you know, so the whole topic is based off of this book called Discipline Equals Freedom by Jocko Willink. He's a former Navy SEAL officer he's an amazing guy. He has a top-rated podcast. He has a couple other books like Extreme Ownership and stuff. But one of his things is he says there's no such thing as the hack.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's just hard work. Now,
mm-hmm.
I think a hack is meant to find the best way, most efficient way. If you use it as a shortcut, yes, that's wrong. But if you use it as the most efficient way, yes, hacks
mm-hmm.
can be good.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing is, I love it. He's just a very straightforward guy. He's like, you know what I do when I don't feel like getting up early? He's like, I do it anyway. He's like, you know what I do when I don't feel like working, giving it my 100%?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I do it anyway.
Yeah.
He's like, just do it. Like,
well, I respect the fact that he calls it a podcast and not a radio show, because that's becoming more popular too, where these podcasts call themselves radio shows.
Oh, really?
And that's a hack that I don't like.
Right.
I can tell
yeah.
you that, because terrestrial radio is very different than a podcast, and there are
yes.
rules and laws that you have to abide by.
Right.
And
well,
and
yeah.
it's a lot more, and it's expensive.
It's expensive. The quality of radio is so much better just listening to
well,
it.
Well, and
I
terrestrial
can tell,
rocks.
But,
I mean,
yeah.
it's always going to be around. I think television would go away before radio ever goes away.
Right. It is
so,
a staple. But
yeah, it is.
I love his drive forwardness of, how did you go work out? You just did it. You might not have felt like it. It's just like we try to find all these cheats and how can I make this easier? Don't try to make it easy. Just go freaking do it.
Yeah.
And then make it a habit, and then it does become easier
right.
because it's now a habit.
I'm thinking of some of the great phrases I heard growing up, like anything worth having takes time and takes hard work. My dad used to say that, and my dad and my mom had an incredible work ethic, which they gave to me, but my mother was very disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she used to make us iron the sheets, Daniel.
Yeah. Right?
Wow. Yes, I'm serious.
That's intense.
So she'd keep us busy. She always had like this busy list, and we had to follow a schedule of what we had to do before we could have any free time. And I commend my mom for that to this day.
Right. It's huge. Having that routine and being that disciplined, it builds character. And it gives you freedom later on. Like, if you're that disciplined in your finances, it gives you freedoms to go buy the car you want, to go to the doctor when you have to. Mm-hmm. If you're not disciplined with your money, too, sometimes you're not able to do the things that you need to do for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and everything's about habits, isn't it?
Yes. We all have habits, either good or bad. We need to get more good, less bad. Mm-hmm. That's the key right there.
A few bad habits, a few hours a week, you know.
It's not going to kill you.
Not going to kill you.
No,
I mean, you know, work hard, play hard. That's another one of my, I think that was my mom's, work hard. Play hard.
You want the pendulum to be on the good habits, though.
Mm-hmm.
Swinging over there.
Yeah, and you got to have goals.
Yes, and that's huge, right? So if you don't have a goal, then you're not going to be disciplined, because it's not going to be worth it to you unless you have that goal that you want to reach.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm getting back into
huge.
That red dress of mine that I love so much.
That's a goal. That makes you get up and do it.
Yeah, I'm going to hang it right on the refrigerator.
Whatever works,
right? Well, we've got Rosalie Robinson coming up. She's going to be talking about preparing for work holiday parties. Can't wait. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind. Perhaps by not using glue traps.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. What am I missing?
Oh my gosh.
What's Kwanzaa?
Kwanzaa? I don't know.
What,
I mean,
African.
It's African.
Oh, it's African.
Yes.
African.
Yes. You didn't?
Cool.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I heard of Kwanzaa. I just never really knew what it was for.
That's
and
okay.
I know what Hanukkah is.
There's Hanukkah yesterday, right?
Well, I'm going to stop right there.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking.
No, I was thinking about the award. Well, Daniel, we couldn't decide whether or not to give Daniel the Dundee Award of the guy that least knows the music, mm-hmm. or the best sex talker.
You could have gone with the manliest man.
The manliest man. You know what? That would have been a great one for you because you are the man's man. You are. Yes. Lexi came up with all of them, and I miss Lexi. She's convalescing. She'll be back next week for all of you that are wondering where she is. And you know what? You can listen to our podcast, too, from Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and Tuned In. You can go to our website, onelifradio.com, to subscribe to our weekly newsletter. In fact, Lexi and I were communicating just a few minutes ago. The newsletter's going out today, and it's going to have the beet burger recipe in it from Autumn Warren Connolly, the inventor of Ether Elixir, and a regular on the show now. And she's a fascinating girl, just fascinating. Yeah. I love her. You can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out again to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. Paleo Magazine, pick up a copy. This month's issue has a ton of great holiday recipes. And also there is an article in there about, let me grab it. Hold on.
It's right here.
Got it here. Okay, so it's Keto, Mark Sisson's top 8 tips, and it talks, there's some really great recipes in here, and just really good articles, the astounding health benefits of hemp and CBD, and just really good stuff. So everyone, support our sponsors like Sun Warrior, Paleo Magazine, the ISSN, that's the International Society of Sports Nutrition, of course, Squatty Potty, Charlotte's Web, and Crazy Water, because they bring this all to you. Okay, Rosalie Robinson. She is the president and founder of Consilium Human Capital and vice president of human resources for the MAG Retail Group. She is our in-house human resources expert. She has over 30 years HR leadership experience working with Fortune 500 companies. She's an experienced PCC level executive coach with a certification from the International Federation of Coaches and the University of Texas at Dallas. I love this woman. Today we are talking about preparing for work holiday parties. Rosalie, what do you got for us?
Well, I tell you, every year people plan for holiday parties, whether you're doing the white elephant gift exchange or Secret Santa. And so sometimes people go home and they go digging in their closets. Shame on you if you do this, but you go home digging in your closets and you go, hey, this, I got this last year. This gift sucked. Let me give this to somebody. I'm just going to wrap it up and give it back. Now, you don't remember who you got that gift from. Don't take that to work and then accidentally give it to the person who gave it to you.
That would be funny.
Wow.
That would be bad, right? So some of the little rules you want to remember is don't dig out stuff.
Well, I have a secret drawer in my bedroom, though. Okay.
Do you mark those gifts?
Not my bedroom. It's in my closet that's next to my bedroom.
Yeah.
But no, it's throughout the year when I see something super cute. That's just cute. That somebody I have in mind, or just I buy a lot of kid stuff too. Because whenever there's a little kid at my house, I'll go, come on to my secret drawer and pick out something, you know.
Nice.
And so I pick up stuff along the year.
Yeah.
And so you know, and so I think other people do that, and that's my point for bringing it up.
That is an excellent thing to do. My mother does that, so you're in great company right there for sure. I think the other thing is to make sure you set a budget, right? Mm-hmm. So every time you do these things at work, usually a good person who organizes it will set a budget, tell you like not more than $5, $10, or $15. And so you want to make sure and know, set yourself a budget. Everybody has to live within a budget. It's part of that discipline that Daniel was talking about. And so I think at holiday time, don't get carried away with your heart like, oh, I just got to get something and be really generous. You'll be sorry right after the holiday's over and the bill rolls in. So set a budget. There's so many things that you can get, whether you go to the dollar store, Target, Walmart, and you'd be amazed. And they're fabulous. They're really cute. People will appreciate the thought that went into putting it together.
Well, you can give good quality food ingredients too, like like we were talking about pink Himalayan salt.
Yes.
You know, those are something that would be a treat, and they're actually so critical for your health. But I mean, what, 10, 15 bucks, I think, for the one that you like.
You turn like that?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And you can wrap it up in a really pretty package.
That's
and
a nice gift.
It is. It's under 20 bucks. I think also when you think about that, think about It's a Wonderful Life. You know, that movie?
A movie?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So remember, for the holidays, when somebody moves into a new home, they give you a basket. And what do you have in the basket? You have salt. Why? Because I want your life to be flavorful,
right? Oh,
that's
nice.
You have pepper. You have a loaf of bread. Same thing. You can get a basket very inexpensively for under $5. And then you can put some really good, wholesome foods in there and gift it to somebody.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
Well, in recycling, too, as far as the baskets, you could go to like, what's it called? Goodwill. They always have like a lot of baskets.
Oh, yes.
That you can get for really, really cheap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. And people miss the fact that if you go hunting at the Goodwill, if you have a friend who's a record collector, like I like records, go to the Goodwills. You'll find some great finds in there of records that are, I mean, they'd be expensive if you went to the record shop to purchase these, right?
Yeah.
That are really good old ones, some Nina Simone, et cetera. So you really want to take advantage of that. Now, it takes time. Now, some of us are like, I don't have any time for that. I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get some of these things in bulk and very inexpensively through Amazon if you like things to just show up on your doorstep.
Well, even like the Squatty Potty, you can buy three at a time and get them for under $25 a piece. I think they're $19.99. Look it up for me, would you please, Aviana? But I believe if you buy a three pack, they're like $19.99 a piece.
They're very, very economical.
And they are a great Christmas gift because you give the gift of health, because proper elimination is really important, especially for kids, elderly. It's not for just, you know, somebody midlife. It's starting at the very beginning of life.
Oh,
when you first potty train.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because ever since, you know, we were on here and you introduced us to the Squatty Potty. I have two at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had one at first, right? My son was like, where's mine? Right. So I had to get him one, too. So, I mean, clearly it does work when you talk about a teenager who says, where's mine? Right.
Right.
So
right.
I think that makes a great gift, and that gets you a little higher in the range. If you're buying one, you're talking more like the $20 to $25 range. If you're buying multiples, it comes down in price and it makes a great gift.
Is that a great gift for your boss?
That could be good.
It depends. Now, if you're in the healthcare
field,
will
he imply that you think he's full of?
Yeah, he might do that. You may not want to go there on those personal gifts with your boss. Now, for your boss, I have here this wonderful thing. I got this from Total Wine. I love this. This little pine box. And what I like about it is the pine box can be like a dual thing. Like Daniel was just saying, if you're handy, you could turn it into a clock. You can use it for a jewelry
case. Gosh, you know what you could use that for? That's a perfect Barbie doll closet size where you could put little Barbie doll clothes turn it into a little Barbie doll closet.
For sure. My portable Barbie doll.
Yeah.
So it has all these uses. Of course, I have my favorite Krupp's Brothers wine in here. But, you know, clearly that's a great boss gift, because if you give that to your boss, you're talking about a good, just under $100 gift here.
Wow.
Here. So, yeah.
That's an expensive bottle of wine.
It is. It's not a cheap
bottle.
Is it
organic?
That's a good question. I'd
have
to go look
that up. Or biodynamic?
I can tell you. Because it matters. It does matter. I could tell you where these guys are. I've visited their winery. I've never seen a more beautiful property. And the guy who started the winery, that's a whole different story. I have to have a different show for that. Anyway, so going back to the types of gifts that you can give, I mean, I think your boss, again, you want to set a budget, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think people overestimate. Bosses really are happy that you think of them. And so think about what they need. You know, sometimes giving people what they need most, I use it every day, is more valuable than I'm going to go get you some expensive bottle of wine. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, does he use very special pens? There's probably a cartridge that refill. That refill is not that expensive, but it's meaningful to that
person.
Or
even a nice card that says why you like him so much and why they're a great boss, and give him something positive instead of negative.
For sure. That is an excellent thing. Take the time to handwrite a note.
Right.
It's very meaningful. One of the things I love, because this inspired me, is, you know, Daniel always talking about eating healthily, right? So I said, oh my gosh, how much are these bottle blenders, right, for healthy shakes do you want to put together?
Protein shaker.
And
I have one of those. It's a great shaker.
And it's a great shaker, and it's under $10. And then, of course, for the favorite girl of my life.
And if you really like them, get him a Sun Warrior to go with it.
If you're really good, you go buy the packet. You can actually buy a single packet of Sun Warrior.
Yeah.
Whether you go to a Central Market
or some Soul Good Bars or something. Yeah.
That's right. You put it in here. Add that to the gift. You can add it up from a $10 gift to maybe a $15 or $20.
Mm-hmm.
I added a facial mask that I love.
It
is my favorite facial mask because, you know what? It's oxygenation. I do that and I swear I felt like I went to the spa. And it only cost me $1.99. So I know you're all about the chemicals.
And you know right where I'm thinking. I'm not putting chemicals on my face.
So I can't say that I know it doesn't have any. It has no artificial colors, but I don't know about the other stuff. So, and then my
Sorry.
My other favorite thing, though, is I love these things. Okay, so Anchor has these little dishes with lids. They're custard cups, right? Love these.
They're glass. They're beautiful.
They're perfect. But think about this. I get four of these for under $10, and these make four separate gifts. I fill them with healthy candies, healthy love notes in there for the holidays.
Those are just nice. They have some smaller ones, too. I bought mine at Target.
Yes.
Yep. So
there you go.
All right. And look at those beautiful little mugs and stuff you have.
You
I
do.
Love it.
You're my favorite corner Target. I got these. This is like a $4 gift, et cetera. So
well, let's go have
stuff.
A glass of wine and do some shopping.
How about this? I got some tequila. We have it right now.
All right. Three amigos. Here we go. Everyone, I hope you enjoyed the show. We always enjoy doing it. Thank you for listening. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.